cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download lots of talks and distribute them, in fact, copy them and burn them and hand them out to people. And they're so cheap now, the discs, it doesn't matter how many, don't even bother listening to them. Occasionally a person here or there will, and that's how they get in touch with you eventually, if you put your number on them. And also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu for transcripts that you can download to and pass around in the various languages, including English, of Europe. It's December the 10th, 2007. And before I go into what everyone's been talking about recently, and that is the new carbon taxes and the penalties they want to hit on you if your children, you have too many children, extra money. It's just a form of the head tax that they had already when Margaret Thatcher was in Britain. Just a different name for it. Any old reason will do to penalize you and to make you very poor. But today I was changing my telephone plan, the long distance one, and it was through Bell, Big Bell, Ma Bell. And you have the automatic runaround with the various automatic answers and questions and replies. And in one part, they said, could you speak and into this and say a sentence or something for voice print identification for future security reasons? And, of course, I just kept quiet. And then this automatic responder, this program for all your different reactions, said, we can return to that later. So there you go. Now, this isn't new, because they've been taking our voice prints since the 1950s. It just didn't tell you. Now they're telling you to get you used to the fact that everything's being monitored. They want us all to know now. This is the age where all that was hidden will be shouted from the rooftops, all that was secret about you, that is, not about who's running the world. And it's all to do with training you to automatically respond and accept that you're just a meaningless little servile slave, little worm, when authority asks for whatever they ask for, which is really a demand. So we're all getting voice printed all the time, and the National Security Association has been doing it since the 1950s. And now, to the main topic, of course, and that came out from Australia first. Something that is quite amazing, because Australia used to be quite an independent country with rugged individuals, and that was the key, it was individuals. And they've changed over the years too, like all countries. All countries that come under the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And I'm going to read a little newspaper article here from news.com.au. It's about the carbon tax to save the planet, mind you. And it's put out by some doctor into some medical journal about saving the planet and how to penalize the public for the carbon taxes according to how many children you have. And it's like that Police song, interesting song too, by The Police. The Police, you know, I'll be watching you. It also had Every Breath You Take in it. And it should be, I'll be taxing you. And I'll be back with more about this after the following messages.
Hi, heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and just talking about the latest gimmick to penalize people who are having more than one child. We know the United Nations said China would be the model state for the world, where they already do that. They drag off the mother, and yet they've forced abortions if they know she has a second pregnancy. Because she's being antisocial, you see. Antisocial by stealing the food from other people. This is the gimmick they use there. Lots of gimmicks in use. But it goes much, much further back, because after World War II, they hadn't killed enough of the people of the world, and the big foundations and the Royal Institute for International Affairs, that has so many branches, is specializing in everything to do with your food, transport, everything you can imagine. They plan the future, and they work hand in glove with all the other institutes. They came out with the baby boomer problem that would hit around the year 2000, and how it would be just too many people, because everyone came back from the wars, World War II, suddenly got married and just churned out children, and they had a great old time. But the problem would be there'd be just too many people down the road, and then they would breed. And that's why they went into overdrive on finding ways to limit and slow and actually reduce population. The massive push for abortion, they founded the organizations that spearheaded this. Again, Margaret Sanger was one of the ones who was a supporter of Hitler and communism and every other totalitarian regime. She was the one who wanted mandatory abortions, part of the Eugenic Society, and funded by all the big trusts and foundations. And that's what you'll find with all these movements. They go way, way back in time, way back in time. So killing people off in World War II wasn't enough. They wanted new ways to kill off more and more people and actually introduce it into the culture, make it a custom almost, like a habit. And sure enough, in the Soviet Union, they didn't bother giving them the pill, the birth control pill there. They just gave them as many abortions as required. And that's almost the same way here now in the Western world. So this is news.com.au. It says, tax babies to save the planet. Eh? Where have we heard that before? Couples who have more than two children should be charged a lifelong tax to offset their extra offspring's carbon dioxide emissions. A medical expert, here it is, expert says, see, a medical expert. I guess he breathes the same as us, or maybe not as much. The report in an Australian medical journal called for parents to be charged $5,000 a head for every child after their second, and an annual tax of up to $800. Hold on a second here. I can't get this up. There we go. $800. And couples who were sterilized would be eligible for carbon credits under the controversial proposal. Perth specialist Professor Barry Walters. Now, people should check him out. He will be a member of the Royal Australian Institute for International Affairs. That's their branch. And that's, he's been told to say this and bring it to the public attention. He was heavily critical of the $4,000 baby bonus, saying that paying new parents extra for every baby fueled more children, more emissions, and greenhouse unfriendly behavior. Instead, it should be replaced with a baby levy. Like levy, with a levy taxes, it comes from Levi to lift up. They were the ones who carried the ark, the big joke, you know, the ark, the big secret. And so everything's levied, it's levied up in the form of a carbon tax, in line with the pollute pays principle, he wrote in the latest Medical Journal of Australia. Every family choosing to have more than a defined number of children should be charged a carbon tax that would fund the planting of enough trees to offset the carbon cost generated by a new human being, said Professor Walters, an obstetrician at King Edward Memorial Hospital. Now, you'll know what his main job is, won't you? It won't be to bring people into the world, at least breathing. Sustainable population Australia suggested a maximum of two, he said. Well, so what? So what? I mean, don't we all have a say in this? We're so used to having groups talk for us, people just sit back quietly now, and they shut up. And that's the problem. That's the problem. We've all been trained like a big herd that these other groups with fancy names will do all the talking for you until you just go down to sleep and you play like a child your whole life. On to say, by the same reasoning, contraceptives like diaphragms and condoms, as well as sterilization procedures, should attract carbon credits. So if you have abortions and all the rest of it, or get sterilized, they'll give you carbon credits. Now, I said that a few years ago, that one day the children, through school training and massive indoctrination of falsity, will volunteer to save Mother Earth by being sterilized, and they'll get real credits and real gold stars for doing it. Well, here it is right there, you see, because this is an old, old agenda, and I've been watching it for donkey's years. So, exactly, as doctors, I believe we need to think this way, he wrote in a letter to the journal. As Australians, I believe we need to be less arrogant. Oh, really? Listen to this big cheese talking, less arrogant. Now, here's the big kicker. He's giving you a clue who he is here. As citizens of the world, now that's the World Citizen Association from the Rockefeller Institutes. That's what gets handed out there, World Citizenship Awards. And most of the bigwigs at the United Nations have been given that from the Rockefeller Foundation. He's telling you he's a member of the CFR, Royal Institute for International Affairs. He says, I believe you deserve no more than popular concessions than those in India, or no more population concessions than those in India or China. So the guy's also racist, you know. Gary Eagers, director of the New South Wales Centre for Health Promotion and Research, agreed with the call, saying former Treasurer Peter Costello's request for three children per family one for mum, one for dad, and one for the country, was too single-minded. Population remains crucial to all environmental considerations, wrote Professor Eagers, a leading advocate of the personal carbon trading debate. So this guy's getting paid off. He's probably got a grant from the United Nations as well. The debate around population control needs to be reopened as part of a second ecological revolution. We should be very careful. And remember, the Club of Rome were the first ones to publicly publish a book called The First Global Revolution, to do with using the environment. And it says it right in it. They were dreaming about different things to unite the planet, to get the public to do what they were told, basically, and help to reduce the population, etc. And that's all in there, too, the first global revolution. So this one here says, part of a second ecological revolution. Second. So the introduction of the pill, all the so-called services, they now want to make mandatory. That's what they're talking about here. And sterilization, mandatory. And that also includes the eugenicist list of people who should be allowed not to be sterilized, meaning the superior types, you see, and those who are of less, they have less purpose for society in general. They can't serve society. They should be sterilized. This is all falling on the tail of this. I guarantee it. You'll hear about it shortly. Family groups rejected the call, saying larger families use less energy than smaller ones and should not be penalized. Now, see, here's your groups. You always have the ones pro and con. They always give you two sides. Family groups. So the way you've got family groups, capital F, it means professional family groups, associations, reject the calls saying larger families use less energy. Now, right away, they take you off the obvious answer that you should probably give, you see. In other words, family groups should reject the carbon tax completely. Throw it out the window. Instead of twisting it off into the nether regions and accepting there should be a carbon tax in the first place, but not using it to penalize certain people. That's how they've bent it here. That's what the official oppositions do. So they should toss that one out the window, and people better scream bloody murder now before it's too late. Because if you allow this to go through, it'll be on a roll to compulsory, and I'm not kidding, sterilization. It's been so well documented in so many books put out by the big professionals themselves, the people who belong to these world associations. The United Nations has prattled on about it since it was called the League of Nations, the Department of Population Control there. What do you think population control means? The United Nations has the same board, population control. They don't sit on their hands making wish lists on things they'd love to do. They're paid big money. They have think tanks employed. They come up with strategies, and they're given budgets to advertise their strategies into your brain through marketing companies for you to accept it and modify your behavior. And they will bring the population down by any means possible. They've already got control of the entire food supply of the planet by the five agri-food businesses. The entire food supply, everything that you need to exist, is owned by a few who are all part of a big association. Really, they're all one. They're all departments of a world system, a world government. They're not independent at all. They're not independent corporations. They were set up and funded and brought off the ground into their present size by one single source, with the task of taking over everything you need for survival on this planet. The CIA is only a branch of it. MI6 is only a branch of it. All the other alphabet soup agencies, that like FEMA, they're only branches of the same thing. And the Carnegie and the Ford and Rockefeller foundations and all the other ones in Britain and the Guggenheim and all the rest of it are all part of one system. And each one has its following of doers and massive followers that even don't even know what's going on. Be back with more after the following messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, cutting through this old matrix and just showing you that everything is timing, as they say at the top, and how they start leaking this out, this sort of stuff out, getting you familiar with it, and then giving you two official groups that will oppose it, at least you think they will, and you'll sit back and do nothing. That's the standard technique for about 100 years, and it's worked so well every time. If you'll sit back and watch it happening, and of course it does happen, because the official opposition groups always get to some strange compromise and go off on a different tangent than the one that you thought they were actually following. So stand up yourselves and bung that tax out the window. Don't accept the tax at all, because it's going to be the big stick that's going to put you into to the ground. It's going to literally stomp you into the ground, paying all these ridiculous taxes, because they'll think of 1,000 reasons for other taxes that will follow. They already have them, all ready to go. They accept one at a time, and you've had it. So throw this one out. It's anti-humane. It's anti-human, period. It's against humanity. If you can't get the message of what I just read, this is anti-human. That means anti-you and anti-your offspring. So if you believe in life itself, including your own, tell them to toss it out the window. Demand they toss it out the window. Completely out the window. It's a complete farce. It's built on nothing substantial at all. All this bogus science hasn't been proven anyway at all that we're causing it. So toss it out the window. They claim there's been many, many ice ages, warming periods in between, and even their own official sites will tell you that they had ice ages and warming periods, global warming, in between them for thousands and thousands of years, maybe millions, long before man was even on the planet. Well, who was letting off the gases back then, eh? If we weren't there, huh? The dinosaurs, maybe? Did they tax them? It's all bunkum. Throw it out. And don't even entertain a debate about it. Just throw it out and say it's anti-human. Now, we've got Chris from Texas there. Are you there, Chris? Hello, Chris.
Oh, man.
How are you?
Doing good. How you doing?
Getting by, yeah.
Hey, great. Hey, I got a question for you regarding the Bible, the scriptures. My question is, like in the book of 1 Kings, you know, they had a system of, and, you know, also in the book of Judges, you know, they had a system of government where there was a, you know, judges over a certain number of people. And, you know, the story goes, you know, they insisted on having a king, and God warned them, you know, if you have a king, you're going to have, you know, taxation, you're going to have them take your sons off to war,
yeah,
and so on and so forth. And like other things I read in the Bible, like in the New Testament, it, you know, the churches, the New Testament churches, after, you know, Paul went on his missionary journeys, he would send out evangelists, and they would set up churches, and they were to be autonomous. They were to have an autonomous form of government, and there's nothing in the Bible that would warrant any kind of a centralization. So it seems to me like all throughout the Bible too, I see different things that are kind of anti any kind of a central control. You know, you even look at the Tower of Babel. It was God, you know, they were started to come together, centralized power, and then God, you know, send them out, confuse their language. So it seems like the Bible is very much against this system. I mean, what do you?
No, it's not. There's two ways to read it. There's two ways to read that Bible.
Uh-huh.
And remember, that Bible has been brought in for every president all the way from New York by eight members of the High Lodge when the president's sworn in. That same Bible. It's a Masonic Bible.
Right.
And you look at it one way because you've been trained to from birth to see it one way. They, having the abilities and also being taught, once they get up the degrees, at least the ones who are worthy to get up the degrees, they're taught the real meanings of it. And what the real meanings are, the system, it's how to manage human people, masses of human people. And what they tell you right there is, what they're showing you, is that most people have one big weakness. There are quite a few, actually, but that's one of them, in that they'd rather worship a human god that walks around and promises to take care of them, to do all for them. And that's where a king is. So they're telling you that they'll always go for this leader stuff, and if they get one, it's no different from voting for a prime minister or a president. It's the same thing. It's infantile. You're handing all that right and power to make laws to affect you and everyone else to a total stranger, and you're taught to believe that person is altruistic somehow, different from the rest of the people. They always come from, they're multi-billionaires, most of them are millionaires. Mm-hmm. They clawed their way up there, or their ancestors did, by hook and by crook. But you think somehow they're going to take care of you. That's infantile. It's the same con. And they're telling you that people would rather worship two-legged heroes than follow some invisible deity that touched their heart in some way. That's what they're telling you right there. That right. There's two ways to read everything in that book. You see? It's the same with all of it. Slavery is condoned in it.
It's right, it is, definitely.
Debt, slavery up to the fifth generation to pay off the debt. And if your child is born while you're in slavery, that child also belongs to the slave master.
Right.
A thousand things in there that, when you realize what it's all about, it's about control. And even Jacob gets all the preferences for stealing the birthright of his brother and blessed by God for doing it. We're back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. And just to finish up that last caller there, I just wanted to mention that there's an esoteric side of the Bible. It's all through it. It's a rule book. That's why the Masons have it on their in their temples, that old black book, the Book of the Law. And if you understand how it works, it's telling you the system and what you are allowed to get away with in that system if you're a member of the right group. And that's why they use it in Freemasonry. And if you were to follow every rule in the Old Testament, you'd be in an awful, awful place of confusion. And I'll tell you a little joke about that, which is true. It's a true joke, before going to Patty. And this is from Leviticus, if you were to follow it, right? Leviticus 25, verse 44 states that I may indeed possess slaves. This is addressed to Dr. Laura, who's always quoting little bits, selective, mind you, of the particular Old Testament. So Leviticus 25:44 states that I may indeed purchase slaves, both male and females, provided they are purchased from neighboring nations. A friend of mine claims that this applies to Mexicans but not Canadians. Can you clarify why I can't own a Canadian? That's an open letter to Dr. Laura, who's always quoting selective parts. You could use all the other stuff she omits and ask her the questions. You cannot be selective. If you understand the system that existed back then, you'll understand the forces that are behind the system today. Now, we've got Patty from Illinois on the phone. Are you there, Patty?
Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Alan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, hi, Alan. I just to kind of go along with what you're talking about, last Tuesday I attended the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. And the man speaking, his name was Walter Russell Mead. He was a Henry A. Kissinger Senior Fellow for the U.S. Foreign Policy Council on Foreign Relations.
Yep.
So this meeting was sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations.
Mm-hmm.
And the talk was The Road to 2008, American Leadership in an Uncertain World. And
yes.
Interesting, when he first got up, he stated that they're a very small group that meet, because he's part of the roundtable groups. And he mentioned that this is a very small group, and he was glad to be in Chicago meeting with his colleagues there. And basically his whole talk was about bringing the Anglo-American system to the world.
Yeah.
And he kept calling it a system. He used a lot of catchphrases, like you said, in Freemasonry, bringing order out of the chaos. He also made some comments that if Americans don't continue bringing and using God and bringing it to other countries and our system, even though we have to be kind and nice about it, we need to bring it, that catastrophes would fall on America if we didn't continue bringing these systems in.
Mm-hmm.
And he also stated that other countries that won't bring in this Anglo-American system will probably perish.
Well, probably, indeed, they probably will.
Yeah, and it was quite amazing, really, to sit there listening, and the way he talked was kind of reminded me of that audio you had on Aldous Huxley, just saying all these things, and as if this was a natural evolution, that wasn't talking like there was any, you know, world powerful people, but that it was somehow some American, British,
mm-hmm.
you know, all us normal people just want to run around and do this kind of stuff, you know.
That's right.
But it was really something
happenstance,
else.
Happenstance of evolution.
Right.
That's right. It's all just happening through some strange unknown force of nature, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was promoting his book, God and Gold, Britain, America, and the Making of the Modern World.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was interesting. I was kind of expensive, but I heard about it. A friend asked me to go, so I thought, well, this would be kind of interesting. I did ask a question. I was a little bit nervous, but I did say to him, you know, because he kept saying we're spreading democracy and everything, and I asked him, I said, well, I had his colleagues had written a, you know, devoted a whole foreign affairs magazine to the rise of China.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, they stated that, in fact, that they used to believe that democracy would bring freedom and an economic stable country, but that mm-hmm. China now was proof that you no longer needed a democracy to have an economic giant, that you could have a totalitarian dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him, since his own people said that, you know, a booming economy can be from a totalitarian dictatorship, and given that America is getting more and more, you know, with the Patriot Act 1 and 2, more and more laws and regulations and less freedoms, doesn't it seem kind of odd that we're trying to go around the world promoting democracy?
Yes, that's right. You see, democracy has never had a stable definition in its
right,
history.
Right.
It's an evolving...
But he didn't like my question very much.
Yes, right. And this is the thing, too. One of the high members of the Trilateral Commission from Harvard University, who wrote a lot of books on behalf of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations, was Samuel P. Huntington.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a book called Crisis in Democracy, where he said that because of exactly what you're talking about, they'd have to change the entire system for the whole world and promote it through 1,000 different organizations, and it would take massive propaganda to encourage the public along this path. So that's a good book, Crisis in Democracy, by Professor Samuel P. Huntington, right from the horse's mouth, Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission. And they tell you right in there the kind of system, exactly what you're talking about, to a sort of benevolent dictatorship for
right,
the world, where
right.
your betters would know what's best for you and decide what you'd do for your whole life from birth to death.
Yeah, and he also went on about how technology was advancing so rapidly that would also be used.
Yes, and whatever's dished out now, but they had back in the 40s and 50s, has just been told us. So they know the score. They've planned it this way, and shortly we'll see the martial law. It's starting to step out now. It's not just on the books. We'll see it
right.
in the streets shortly. They're actually searching people going in and out of subways now. That's the start of it. And so it's on a complete roll. And if the public if the public start not cooperating with them now, it's the only chance they've got, because it's going to get worse.
Yes, that's
very quickly.
Very quickly, because they're very sure of themselves. He was very, very
yes.
arrogant.
They're extremely so.
Very arrogant.
And that's the greatest time, actually, to get these characters when they're on a high of arrogance. They don't expect people to come forward and scattered all over the planet and start saying, no, we're not having
right.
this way. We never elected you to do these things. And these guys, most of them are not elected anyway. They're advisors. And
right.
and they have no more say in how the world should go than anyone else on the planet.
That's,
and they've got to start
true.
Forcing that through there. They have no more say or rights over anyone else or how anyone else should live than anyone else has or you have over your neighbors. That's basically how it should be. And it's got to be or we're doomed.
Yeah, I do, I know people who have stood up and they have faced a big penalty for it.
Yes, you will.
For sure.
But if more people start doing it, eventually they can't keep up with it. They can't put enough people in jail. They can't find them enough. They don't have enough courts to handle it. And they really hate being exposed. You see, the whole trick of the Wizard of Oz is that he's behind that curtain. He's under a veil of it's almost a separation from the public and himself. He has a badge in front of him, you might say. He's got authority given to him that we're all taught to respect. But like all authority, it's only an idea. It's only an acceptance of the public. That's where they get their authority ultimately from. And what they're trying to do is turn it into the social infantile system where you view your parents in awe. You look up to your parents in absolute awe when you're very, very small. They're gods to you. And that's what they're trying to do, is to bring that system back and make us perpetual children and to view them as somehow giants and superior, as parental type figures. And we've got to put the balance back and say, oh, no. You know, you go to the bathroom the same way as I do. You drop your pants on the toilet the same as I do. And you're no different whatsoever, regardless of all the little titles some idiot has given you. But you have no say in what I do with my life or how I should live my life. And that's what we've got to tell them now.
Yeah, it was amazing because there really wasn't anybody challenging
yes.
him. It was really the woman who introduced him. She acted like she was introducing God himself or something.
There you go. So that's exactly what it is.
Very strange.
Yeah. And that's what Bertrand Russell said, is we shall create a world run by experts. And he also mentioned the groups that would form and they'd be devoted to them, devoted followers that would help. They'd be all the workers, the useful idiots that would bring it into being. And we're seeing, we've grown up in this society with this happening. It was happening before we were born. Now it's on a roll. But yet when they're so arrogant and they start making their declarations, that's when you have to remember, wait a minute here, they're supposed to be serving us, everybody we elect. And I keep telling people that you don't elect anybody to anything, even your local council, until their whole life and every association they belong to and have sworn allegiance to is on the table. If they won't give it to them, then they should not be able to run at all for any position.
I'm hopeful that maybe things will change, but I just when you were talking about that, having the one, you know, them pushing, having one child again and everything, I already hear people talking that they think there's certain people that shouldn't be allowed to have children.
That's right. I remember my own family.
They're already talking about it, and it's like, oh, my gosh, you know.
Yep.
I can't.
And that's the whole thing. This is control freak time, and the control freaks, even at the bottom level, who watched all the same television shows and propaganda, will always side with those that they see as the most powerful, and they'll adopt their views as well. Of course, they always think that they're superior than their neighbors, and somehow it doesn't affect them.
Right.
But of course,
right.
It will affect them.
Yeah.
And that's what they always find out in the long run. It affects everyone down at the bottom, but not the elite. That's the only ones that it won't affect. But this starting off with children is to get the children used to it, because the generation that will come up in 10 years will be told that if they get sterilized after massive indoctrination into saving the planet, then they're doing the world a favor, and they will get exemptions from heavy taxes and so on, little brownie points if they're good citizens.
That's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I was watching, I was at the doctor's office, and there was a cartoon on. I didn't know what the name of the cartoon at the time was, but I researched it later, and I guess it's a popular cartoon called The Fairly Odd Parents or something. It's a Nickelodeon cartoon.
Yeah.
And the guy in it tells this little kid, eat your genetically modified food. It'll make you super strong and give you powers.
Yes, that's right.
And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it.
I know.
Right on a cartoon.
There's so much in the cartoons. Even there was one there with a little cartoon professor, all the animals, and the rabbit was sick. What was making him sick? He couldn't eat his lettuce anymore. And the scientist says, don't worry, children, we can alter his DNA and he'll be able to eat carrots and other, or different kinds of vegetables. And that was in the cartoon.
That was in the cartoon. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well,
see, everything is propaganda. Everything is propaganda.
Yeah, but I guess I was brought up with Mickey Mouse, so I can't say.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And
now that
in Europe,
I kind of know what that is, I was like, oh, my gosh, MIC. See you real soon.
They even took all the scenes where the characters like Bugs Bunny and so on had cigars in their mouths. That's now politically incorrect, so they removed them from the old cartoons.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the Orwellian stuff you see happening down the memory hole. Just snip out the parts you don't like. But thanks for calling, Patty.
Yeah, well, thank you, and nice talking with you, Alan, and I'm glad you have this show. It's been really great.
Thanks. Yeah, call again.
All right. Take care.
Now, but Dan from Kentucky, are you there, Dan? Hello,
Dan.
How
are you?
Not so bad. How are you?
Good. You mentioned in your books about Hook or My Crook, and it made me think what you said about the pharaohs having a flail and a crook, and the good shepherd rod and staff will comfort me. But also the phrase hook or crook, it seems like hook is the reason they give you, and then crook is the real reason that
That's
you
right.
mention all the time.
And what they should do with that little crook was to pull on the neck of the sheep to point them in the right direction. And if they didn't go, they used the rod. So they'd bash them on the head with the rod. So coercion first followed by force, that's what law is based on. And that's what you'll see the queen holding a miniature scepter in one hand, and it's actually a miniature whip in the other, too. This goes back thousands of years.
I had an idea that maybe people could get together personally or even on the Internet and share strategies that have worked in dealing with psychopaths, you know, at lower or higher levels, even in their own families, and that kind of networking. You mentioned, you know, stand up to them, you know, with their arrogance and things. But if people could, you know, get together and strategize, even on the Internet or in person, that would be a good idea. And then also in ancient Greece, Gorvenal and Creation mentions in other places that democracy was something that they could change any time. You know, they changed a treaty or whenever anything came through. So democracy could change at the whim of the people in power.
Well, democracy, even Plato said it, always ends up with dictatorship. So they knew that 2,300 years ago.
Huh?
So in other words, it's intended that it goes that way to give you a king of the world one day.
Ah.
At least a figurehead, at least.
And I had a question about round tables. In King Arthur, they have the Seat Perilous, or they say there's an empty 12th or 13th seat at the round table. And I was wondering, because circles depend on the center for power, if what is the Masonic meaning of that open seat or space at the round table? And is that a weakness in their system because the circle isn't completely strong if there's an empty space?
It's because ultimately at the top, it's the same with the 12 night. You see, there's always a sun. The sun goes through the constellations of the zodiac, the 12 constellations, and it's called, it's in the house of the, that's what they call it, the house of Pisces or whatever. And so all the nights represent, on one hand, there's a whole bunch of levels of understanding here, but on the one hand, the nights are members of the zodiac, each with a function, a particular function. That's where they give you personalities of each person. And of course, the other one is the sun. Sometimes King Arthur himself can be the sun. He was the one who lost his light. The earth perished, it went in darkness until he regained it.
Is there a difference with the lunar or solar, the lunar 13, like Robert?
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and we had a caller on the line talking about King Arthur. There's so much esoteric understanding written into the stories. If you understand the story, you understand what it's all about, including the Sangreal, as they call it, as well. and the ceremony of basically emasculation. I am wounded in the side, dear lady, when he's asked. This procession comes out of the main room, and the knight is asked to go to bed with the lady, and he says, I can't, I've been wounded in the side. And the carrying in front of him, this mysterious object, they all talk about the Holy Grail, is actually the genitalia. That's what it's telling you right there. It was removed. Ancient mystery religion, and the high adepts, once they hit a certain age, would often go through that particular procedure. So I don't know if that caller is still on the line, but we have to go on to Dan from Kentucky, or is it?
Yeah, Alan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if the 13 series of the lunar calendar, like Robert Graves talk about, what's the difference between that and the solar? And you mentioned there's a stellar, but
yeah, well, if you
are
go by the lunar calendar,
levels?
You have 13 full moons.
So there's a stellar, a lunar, and a solar system, and they all work on different levels.
Yeah, yeah, all the way up, and even this lunar one has an esoteric to it because Saturn is behind the night time. Remember, the ancient Hebrews' day began when the sun went down, so their day lasted all night long, and Solomon went up to high places to worship the star. As they call it. It wasn't a star, it was a planet. It was a planet Saturn.
Oh.
And that's why they worshipped on Saturday, Saturn's day, you see. The Christians get the sun, the open sky, to follow because they're not allowed into the higher mysteries. So everything's out in the open, so they're kept like children in a sense. So they worship on Sunday, the sun's day. Okay.
Thank you very much. I have to move on. Appreciate
to Tim.
Your work. Thanks.
Okay. Are you there, Tim? North Carolina.
Quick comment. I got a quick comment.
Yes.
I looked up, you know, the word "anta," the part on internet today, and the primary meaning of the word is to place something in a tomb or a grave. Hello.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting because you know, you couple that with net. What does that really mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And net backwards, remember, is 10. You're back to the binary code, the 0-1, the male, the female, and the male, you know.
That's right. That's right. It's a little scary, ain't it?
That's why you're Washington, D.C. D.C., if you speak D.C., D.C., in French, you got 10.
Right.
Everything's
right.
In front of
books.
Us.
I'm almost through with them.
Yeah? Okay.
I hang up because I know you're closing.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
So for the listeners, please look into my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And look out what I have for sale. Buy the books, buy the DVDs, CDs. That keeps me going. And you can donate as well. And the information is on the site to do so. And I can keep putting out this information as long as I can or before they shut me down from whatever direction. Who knows what will happen in the future? Because we're going into dire times. Laws have been passed to literally shut people up unless they... use the Masonic term, toe the line, or become politically correct. A nice patriot stations one day will become politically correct and talk about politics all the time. From Hamish, myself, up here in Ontario, Canada, I think I heard the music coming in there. Yeah. It's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent